Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
I didn't buy her no Sprite. That was so funny to me. I could not stop laughing.
Okay. So we are rolling.
Oh, you dirty bastard, man. We back, man. We doing a question episode of Daddy Issues. We just answering questions from you guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Straight to the point. Straight no chaser. Cam with the sneakiness on the startup called me slipping.
We weren't saying nothing else. I didn't feel the sneak as much.
Digging through my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on over there, man? What they talking about?
Well, David Europe asks, for Keon, do you have a hope for what your sons grow up to be? And for Tony, did your sons come close to any idea you had of what they'd become? Not so much career-wise, but as people.
Oh, for people, I just want to be solid. I just want to be solid people. Just don't be a terrible person. Like, that's it. I don't really have any, like, I mean, be kind and, you know, smart, funny, whatever. You know, just be somebody people like. You know, obviously everybody ain't going to like you. But, mm-hmm. You know, just be a decent person. That's it. I don't have no crazy, like, you know, you're going to change the world. You know, I feel like if you're a solid person, you'll benefit be beneficial to the planet rather than just being here and that whole existence. It's like you didn't need to be here.
That's hard to say.
A lot of people didn't need to be here. I can say that with confidence. A lot of people did not need to be here.
But Hitler did not need to be here.
None of the pedophiles on Earth needed to be here.
Actually, if Hitler wasn't here, then the United Nations would never be around. Like Europe used to go to war a lot, and then Hitler changed everything. I'm not saying
he didn't need to be here.
Hitler didn't need to be here.
They had the League of
Nations. Yeah. No, that didn't work, and we didn't even join. Cameron's trying to talk about the League of Nations.
Hitler did not need
to be here.
He
didn't need to be here. Wow. No pedophiles need to be here. Rapists don't need to be here. There's a lot of people just don't need to be here. Things would have worked out the way they were supposed to without all the bad shit.
Time paradox?
Yeah, that's fine.
You need the bad things to happen for the good things
to happen.
But not
Hitler, though.
Nah, them people.
Get him out of here.
A lot of people didn't need to be here at all.
All right. If you guys think Hitler needed to be here for things to turn out the way they did.
Hell no. Didn't that mustache that set off after that? We didn't need them mustaches.
You're looking at the hindsight 2020. But if he never existed.
I'm sure all them people who got murdered would be like, shut the hell up, Maya.
But there'd be no state of Israel.
So I'm sure all them people would be like, shut the hell up. I'm alive. My kids are alive. My family's alive.
The U.S. never would have been a superpower. Which, for good or for bad.
Shit, we damn near leaving that anyway.
We're leaving that, but we had a stable 20th century after Hitler. I'm just saying, I don't mess with time paradoxes.
I'm just saying.
You go back in time, you do not kill baby Hitler.
A lot of people.
I'm killing him.
You're killing baby Hitler?
Absolutely.
Keon, are you killing baby Hitler
I'm
if you go
I'm
back
pushing
in time?
Him over
I don't even need to. I'll stay right here and kill a lot of people.
I'm telling him how not to be.
Yeah.
Oh.
What if
I don't
want to
risk
him?
That.
So,
I'm pushing them off the cliff.
You can't mess with time.
Sorry, man.
You're going to
be terrible.
Go
sure.
Did you see the episode of The Outer Limits where she did kill baby Hitler and then the nanny went and got another baby and replaced it?
No.
So then it turned out that other baby turned into baby Hitler.
So they were just raised bad. So you got to kill the parents. Somebody got to go. People got to go.
Mm-hmm.
People got to go. Not everybody needs to be here. You just wasted a good life being shit.
Trash. How we get it? Oh, I want my kids to, I just want them to be fully realized adults, independent, functioning, good quality individuals. And they're, you know, I didn't really see a career for them. I just want, what I want for them is to love what they do. That's what I want for them. Like, I want them to find something that they really love to do and be able to make a living off that. Because I know the type of joy that brings me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want the same for them. And, you know, just to be good quality individuals, which they are. And so I was like, yeah, y'all good. I just hope that they find something that really, because I know before I found something I love to do, I was in turmoil internally. And so I know that feel. I don't want them to go through that type of inner turmoil when it comes to that. So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What else we got?
Well, Darius Jordan asks, what groups would you use to steer a teenager more toward classic hip hop without being pushy or calling what they like terrible?
What groups?
Yeah.
Like what they mean?
Yeah.
What albums would you introduce your children to so that they like?
Oh yeah, I've been doing that. Those, yeah. You know, Wu-Tang Clan's debut, the Fugees, you know, Outkast. You know, I've always listened to the classics to me around the boys. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Whether it be Nas, Wu-Tang Clan, all of that, all this stuff I grew up listening to that I loved, I still listen to throughout. And you know, some of it they like, some of it they don't. And, you know, and then you still gonna bleed into your own musical taste, which they both have. You know, mm-hmm. you know, Serene listens to a lot of that. He listens to a lot of stuff I ain't feeling. And then Sincere listens to a lot of like instrumental type artists like that. And so I'm like,
oh,
yeah,
so
yeah.
You like Damien?
Who?
Damien Escobar. When I be playing the violin,
he don't really be listening to him. It'd be more so like. Kind of not really hip hop instrumentals, but more. It's hard to describe. It's just like beats and sounds, mm-hmm. stuff like that. It's not really like, because that guy's like a, you know, live instruments
yeah.
type of, but not like that. Like Mad Lib type beats mm-hmm. or like, you know, J Dilla type beats, but with a different sound. Maybe some vocals in there. It's a nice little sound that he has going over there. And so, because that's how it was for me. Like, I grew up with my parents and brothers would listen to, and then I bled into my own little taste of music. But sometimes, though, Serene, the stuff he put on, I'd be like, you know, he'd be like, let me put the aux cord in. I'd be kind of like, okay.
What's wrong with the music he chooses?
I just don't like it. You know, it's just
the lyrics or the like, instruments,
because they sound the same. Mm-hmm. A lot of these newer rappers, they sound alike. They're birthed out of the Young Thug sound, or like, and so they all start to sound like each other, and it's just like nobody's really. And then what they talking about don't always connect. And I'm just like, you know. But my son likes, you know, J. Cole, and I do too. Kendrick, I do too. So, you know, we match on a lot of that. But, you know, sometimes it's just, yeah.
Okay. Kevin Gilliam asks, after you and your wife decided to separate, did you set any mutual agreements or ground rules in regards to new partners and their interactions with the kids?
We didn't. I think we both just kind of know that, you know, the boys are the priority. We won't bring any, you know, BS people around the kids. Like, I trust, I 100% trust that about her. And, you know, so we never really had that conversation, like, you know, and it took, shoot. We split in 2012. I didn't get a girlfriend until December 2017. So it was like, and a big part of that was because, you know, I didn't want to be bringing Mad Women Around the Boys. Mm. Like, yeah, this is Nadine. This is, you know, this is Katrina. This is, you know, I wasn't doing that at all. So that kept me from a lot of, you know, potential, you know, relationships. Like, nah, I don't even want to, you know, introduce, you know. It took me a while to do something like that. So, but we never had to sit and talk about, all right, so here are the ground rules. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we kind of both know already. You know, so that's how we did that.
Keon, have you even thought about that?
No, but I wouldn't do that anyway. It's like, for the same reasons, I don't want people around my kids like that. And I don't feel like everybody need to meet your kids. Mm. Like, people get in a new relationship, be like, come meet my kids. No. And then you read on the news that some kid and got beat up by the mama boyfriend or something like that. Or you let, no, no, everybody don't need to be around your kids. Mm. It's just dumb. And that sets a precedent with your kids. Like, you know, when you bring around too many people, is this how it's supposed to go? Is this like, nah, man. I would keep my private life private.
How long do you think you should date a person before you introduce them to your kids?
I mean, I don't know if I'm the best person to ask, because how long it would take for me just to date them would be forever. And then to bring around my kids, it'd be a minute. A minute. They'd probably be like, hey, am I ever going to meet your kids? They graduating tomorrow. I've been with you since they was in the sixth grade. I don't know, man. I don't know where this is going.
I don't know. There's really no set time limit. I think you just have to, you know, be a good judge of character with who you're dating. Mm-hmm. And, just if it's going to be somebody serious, then that's when you should, you know, if they're going to be around, hey, kids, this is blah, blah, blah. And, yeah. I feel like if you dwell in that, then you should be good. You know what I mean? Just be a good judge of character on who you're dating out here. Mm. Don't just snatch up anybody just to have somebody. And then you're going to end up, you know, with the wrong people around your kids. And it's going to be, shoot. My bad, kids.
I would just remember it's still about my... A lot of people become single, and then because they was either in a relationship so long or whatever, their life becomes about that new person. Like, you're a parent first. Mm-hmm. Like, when you split or whatever, you a parent first, and then you do your... Yeah, be happy and all that, but a lot of people be like, I'm focused on... I need to find a babysitter because I want to go out. Like, you neglecting your kid, or you just want to... Man, the hell with that other person. Like, this is your baby. They was already here. Them other people are just going to have to wait. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, chill or whatever. They get so infatuated. Like, I get to date again. Or I get to be with somebody again. It's like, calm down.
Well, there's also a happy medium there. Because parents do get to go out.
Yeah. But, like, the a lot of times, especially, like I said, in them news cases, the boyfriend or the new woman became the priority. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be like that.
That, unfortunately, if you look up a lot of people's memoirs and stuff from back in the day, that was a thing. They would just send their kid away after the marriage ended so that they could have a new
person. Yeah, it's like, that's whack.
That's crazy.
That's hella whack.
Trash.
Okay, I might mess up this gentleman's name or this lady's name. I'm just going to warn you right now. Mm-hmm. Amaterasu Francis asks.
Wow.
It's fancy.
Yeah.
Random question, but do y'all be smashing? Yes. Y'all just seem so busy all the time with your kids, shows, cruises, and whatnot. Do you guys ever have time to get it in?
I do.
Much love.
That's what we
say. Much love. That's a great question.
That's what we do. It's a good question. A lot of people, I talk about that on stage, how I'm not in the type of marriage where you get on stage. I mean, when you hear people married, they be like, oh, we do it once in a, you know, nah, we be getting it in. I'm scared of another kid. That's why I'm getting a vasectomy. We be getting it in.
You've been talking about this vasectomy for
a long time.
Well,
I finally called the doctor yesterday.
Because she was all
like,
talk.
She was like, well, are you going to do it or not? So I called yesterday.
That's I meant to talk about that with my doctor yesterday. Because I want to get one, too.
Yeah. But no, we be getting it. Because we don't believe in that. Like, a lot of people have sexless marriage. I don't believe in that. What's the point of being married? That's just stupid. What, do you have a financial partner? You could be friends and do that.
You can be in love without having sex all the time.
I mean, it just it's an individual based thing on the sexual needs. you can have a quality relationship.
You can't be with me and be like that. I'll put it that way. You can't be with me and be like that. Nah, Hell no.
What do you think is too little?
I don't know. I understand, like, I understand what the average is, and we're way over the average. Like,
what's the average?
It's low as hell. Like, I forgot what it was, but I was like, this is what people do a month?
Yeah.
Well, that's it?
Sexually, I'm in waves. Sometimes, you know, yeah, all the time. Then sometimes, like, you know, I'm chilling. So it just depends with me. Like, I think waving.
Because I'm gone so much, too, is why we, you know, if I've been gone for a week, we both be like, oh, I got the itch. So when I come back, it's until I leave again. It's every day.
I'm reading here from Healthline that the average is 7 times a month.
Seven disgusting. Times a month?
It's like twice a week, a little less than twice a week.
No.
That's not bad.
No.
I can deal with that.
I would be punching holes in the wall in the house if I was doing it 7 times a month.
Hey, it's important to find a partner that's matched to you sexually.
No. Mm-hmm.
Not more, not less.
Right.
Because
I couldn't live
gotta,
like that.
Got to match it up. But yeah, but for me, like, you know, I'm like I said, I'm wavy. I'm like, sometimes I'll be, yeah, let's keep going. And then I'm like, man, get off me. And like right now, I'm kind of like in a low wave sexually. I'm just be chilling. Like we did it the other day, but I don't need it like every night. Like, you know, so but I've never been the type to be like, we got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just not. I got to have. Some people just got to be pumping. Like, I just got to get it in just because. I'd be like, nah, I like to.
No, I'm not.
I like
just
to be in the mood.
I think I just have a really high, like, it's just, and I get, I know both of us, our moods changes. Mm-hmm. We know, we'd be like, when's the last time? If it's like two, 3 days, we'd be like, when's the last? Because we both got an attitude. We both like.
Y'all get cranky
yeah,
without it.
Yeah, it's like, when's the last? Oh, that's why. We got to get it in.
You know, I don't like what orgasms do to me, though.
Because
once I bust a nut, I get extremely lazy or just hungry.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like, I like to get shit done. I can't just do it. Let's get a quickie in. If I get the quickie in, I'm going to be like, man, I don't feel like going to this goddamn, you know. That's why I get why fighters, they refrain from sex. Because,
do that.
And that affects, like, you know, if I'm busting too many nuts, I ain't doing nothing but eating and laying down.
Did you follow No Nut November?
No, ain't nobody got time for that.
But that was their arguments, that if you ejaculate too much, then you're not ambitious and you don't have.
I get that. Mm-hmm. I get it because
this has been the best year of my career.
It's also a lot of guys are addicted to porn, so it was no masturbation and no with your partner. Yeah. So it was No Nut November completely.
I don't really be getting down on the solo tip like that. Because, but we do it a lot. So I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be like,
I do.
I'm a solo tip.
Solo every now and then, too, man. Because sometimes I just don't want to, you know, solo is just.
I mean, it's definitely faster.
Done deal. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't really.
Find a little clip in the scene. Oh, this clip.
That's the thing, too. A lot of people don't know. When you're looking for porn, half the battle is finding one you like. I didn't waste all this time trying to for 3 minutes. That's all this time trying to find some. Hell no.
That's why I just go to the favorites. The scenes I know I like, I just keep coming back. The scenes. This is one scene is my go to right now. Like, I already know.
Do you know the actress's name?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't never know.
I do.
What's her name?
In the scene I like,
mm-hmm.
Bridget B.
I gotta look her up.
Bridget B. It's like a threesome scene. The girlfriend of the. Her stepson's girlfriend shows up to the spot to visit him.
Stepson?
Yeah.
You know, they be setting up the.
And so she seduces the girl.
Oh, wow. She's a classical beauty.
Bridget B.
Like Bridget Bardot. Bridget Bardot in. Her day was the most beautiful woman.
I'm trying to think. Is she the one that died in the car accident?
No, she's in PETA now. She's the blonde.
Mm.
She looks similar to this. She was very tiny waist,
yeah.
Very big bust. And then she's like
she old as hell.
No, not Bridget Bardot.
Oh.
Bridget B.
Is the one now. But back in the day, in Bridget Bardot's day, she was the hottest thing around.
That scene I like that scene. I sent it to Sabrina too. I'm like, yo, this scene right here, it's just a quality scene. And they like trying to be sneaky with it. And it's like over the top. Like, they in the kitchen behind the sun. He at the refrigerator not knowing what's going on. Like,
them
come
see,
on.
I told
I like sneaky sex. So you get all of that within. So every time.
I told Cody, I was like, I want to be in the porno, but I want to be that person. I want to be the person looking in the fridge while they smashing behind me. I'm like, just playing dumb. Like, or like when I'm watching a movie and they under the covers right here, but I don't know what's going on.
I love scenes like that.
I
want to
be that
like
person.
That.
I want to be the person and cut. You know, that was really good.
Do you guys want to hear a funny story? So when I first got here, I needed a writing job. So they do have writers for these scenes.
And they are terrible.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. They were like, we're going to pay you a tiny little amount of money.
Yeah.
And you just write the setup. You don't have to write anything else. You just write the setup and then afterwards. So it'd be the stupidest thing. I'm like, okay, they're paying me 10 minutes worth of time, of my time, to write this porno scene.
Oh, man.
I didn't use my real name. I was a writer, by the way.
So. Oh, I would love to write for porn. That's an easy gig.
My scene would be hilarious.
That's an easy gig.
My scene would be so funny. And then it does the most random, just stupid. It would probably always involve food. Who ate the last piece of chicken? How you plan on paying for this? Oh, I got something for you. All my scenes would be food related.
Did every you eat scene. My leftovers? Yeah, but I got this leftover.
Yeah, every scene. That'd probably be a hot category. As much as people love food, too, that category would be hella hot.
You kidding me? That's a good time.
There's some food that, because it... You know, setting up for a Super Bowl party, you know.
Food porn. My writer's name would be Pepperoni Pete.
Pepperoni Pete. That's funny, though.
That'd be it's right. A good every gig. Scene. You every scene. But I want to be that person in the gig, the clueless stepbrother or whatever. Is, oh, yeah, how could you? Or not notice it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just about out of time, but I have one producer question that I think we can get to.
Oh, yeah, we got to do it fast. So I gotta do that.
How often do you think people exaggerate the joys of parenthood to trick their friends into having kids?
I don't know. I keep it 100 at all times, so I really can't say. But I'm tired of people forcing kids on people.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick of it. I'm tired of people saying, when you and Sabrina going to have, stop.
And everybody don't need to have kids. Everybody don't want to. We already overpopulated. I don't be pushing people to have. You know why parents do that? Parents push their friends to have kids because you want somebody to hang out with. Because your friends that don't have kids don't want to hang out with you. That's why people do that shit. Like me personally, I'm not tripping if nobody has kids. You know, whatever. We can still hang out. The kids be there. I have stuff at the house. The kids be playing. Like, whatever. But people do that because you guys should have kids so your life could be like mine.
Mm-hmm.
Or so when we can't do something, you can't either. Or when we are having those bad days and the kids, you know what we're talking about. Like, that's why they want that bullshit. It's not because they want to see somebody else. Like, it's the greatest joy. No, you just want somebody to relate to you. That's why they be
lies.
Doing that.
They're lies.
Yeah, they be. You know what I mean? And this is my opinion. Everybody get all worked up if we say anything. and they don't even be listening. I was reading. I didn't know that dancing thing was going to cause so much. People were pissed. And it's like, first of all, you are arguing against us, but you agree with us. We never said we didn't like dancing. We love the dance. We said once we get in there. We said in the clip, we said once we get in there, it's turn up city. We just said the motivation for going out was women. That's all we said. Every dude was on my page, on his page. I seen people sharing it, and they were like, dudes, because you got triggered because you like to dance, and you thought we was calling you soft or whatever. Like, no, we never said that. We just said the motivation is women. And even in the comments, they was like, no, I love going out to dance and then dancing on girls. That's women.
There we go. Oh, they would always come back to that.
Every comment
unless
came back
they
to
were
women.
Like dancers. I remember one dude I responded to. Shout out to Arnstar. He's an actual dancer. Like, he does this. Y'all are different.
Yeah.
Because you do this is what you do. Real. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about y'all. Like, you know. Talking
but
about
the average guy,
person,
he's
yo,
going out to
dance,
every comment. No, I like to dance. And then you get more attention from the women. Women again. Women like again. It all. That's all we were saying. We never said don't dance. People was triggered. And then, like, even we was like, unless you like other dudes, we joking. Like, we don't mean every dude that dances is gay, you idiots. Like, and people was just triggered. They were just so triggered. Everybody on the internet gets triggered of something they're defensive about. And you didn't even listen to what we originally said. And then people was trying to shift it for other things. Dondre. He was trying to use it to promote his book. And I seen people in the comments like, they didn't even say all that. They was just saying, I was like, y'all just took it and ran with it. And it's like, well, what's new? The internet. What is new?
Yeah, there's a little soundbite.
So parents, I'm not saying everybody who tells somebody to have kids is miserable and want you to be miserable with them or anything. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, quit forcing kids on couples if they ain't got no kids.
Let them live.
Stop doing it, because y'all ain't going to put in on these bills.
Nope.
That's my biggest issue.
Or watch them when we need it or whatever.
Y'all are not going to put in. Daycare? That shit is pricey, man.
Because if I had kids now,
you're going to have to watch them every night. The baby portion is trash.
People be doing that bullshit with me and Cotty. Y'all should have a girl. It would be so pretty. Y'all boys, what the hell does that have to do with anything? Like, so you want me to have another kid that I got to take care of so you can look at a picture or two on Instagram? Because I don't even post like that.
If it's a girl.
Knowing my luck, if I wanted a girl, I'd get another boy.
I definitely would have another boy. Like, I already know this. So it's like, what's the point? So you can look at double tap while I'm double tapping these damn bills. Kiss my ass.
Sick of it, man. Stop telling me that in the comment section.
Ridiculous.
I'm looking y'all dead in the eyes. Stop putting kids on us.
Yeah, have a girl. If I hear that one more time.
All right, man. I'm ending the episode on that.
We sick of y'all.
Man.
We ending right there. All
right, man.
You can twist our words if we want to. I don't care anymore. I don't care.
Episode of Daddy Issues, man. If you got more questions, holler at us in the comment section on YouTube. We'll tackle them on the show. Thanks for listening. Tony Baker Comedy on everything.
Keon Poley on everything. KeonPoley.com.
Cleveland Improv. I'm out there this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Pull up if you in the area. Columbus Funny Bone the weekend after that. New Year's Eve weekend in Columbus, Ohio, man. I'm getting these cookies from this one spot when I go out there. I know damn sure I'm going out there, man.
New Year's Eve, Edmonton. Y'all pull up. Edmonton, Canada. Yeah,
we out here.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.